Welcome to our Christmas Eve service. I know that we do have some visitors here, and if you do not have a church home, you're always welcome here at Buchanan Alliance Church. Our church, our kind of motto, our working theme is actually we want to walk in intimacy with God. We believe that all of life was intended for us. We were intended for intimacy, to walk in intimacy with God. Someone came to me this morning or this evening and said they made the president's list, which means all A's. And I rubbed against them and said, I hope some of that smart rubs off on me. And the young man said, yeah, eventually you'll learn how to use that clicker, Pastor. Very true. I don't even have the clicker. I've given up on it. So they're going to just forward us tonight. So we want to walk in intimacy with God. And the reality is when we do that, others are going to see it. And so then we just want to invite others to do the same. People will see Christ in us, the hope of glory. And actually, that's the whole theme of tonight. That's what this is all about. We're going to have a candle lighting service in a little bit because Jesus says that he is the light of the world. And we are to be the light of the world. And we're going to see how that fits in. Scripture teaches us that God is light. Actually, it totally emphasizes that God is light. In fact, 1 John says, God is light, in him is no darkness. No, not one, none at all. God is perfect light. But that actually creates a problem. Since God is perfect light and we have darkness in our souls, something had to be done. And we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross. He was the light of the world. He became a light to us. And he extends that light to us. And tonight we're going to look briefly at the Gospel of John. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to turn there, but all of the verses are going to be here. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And it begins, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I actually put a strike out through the word the, because technically what it really says in the original language is in the essence of beginning. In the very beginning. In English, it doesn't make sense, but what is trying to be communicated here is in the beginning of beginnings, in the essence of beginnings, God was there. The Word was there. Jesus was there. Jesus is God. Do you remember, if you were here on Sunday, I said that Scripture talks about that God is love, and it cannot go the other way. Love is not God. In this passage, actually, the Greek is constructed where it says the Word was God. It can go either way. God is the Word is God. The construction shows and emphasizes the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God of God. He is the second person of the Godhead. He was with God in the beginning. In English, you can't say it any other way, but in the essence of very beginning, the Word was there. With God. It was God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And actually, if you look at the Hebrew actually has God in plural. It doesn't use the singular. It says, in the beginning, gods. And then he says, let us make man in our image. Clearly pointing toward the Trinity. The word Trinity doesn't appear, but it's all there. Next it says, through him all things were made. Nothing without him, nothing was made that has been made. I'm getting my King James Version messed up with the NIV. Jesus was the one who created everything. The Word was with God. He was God. He created everything. And then the next, it goes on to say, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. But the darkness has not understood it. Jesus came as the light, but people didn't understand it. Just this week, we had some, for those who were here, two of our people who've been in the Middle East, they shared the story Sunday night. They said, so many people that are lost in Islam are having dreams. In fact, another international worker told us that 50% of the people that they meet, 50% of Islamic people have a dream about Jesus. In fact, our brother and sister that shared on Sunday night said that literally literally, in many of these dreams, the dream will tell them, go talk to Vicky about Jesus. That's specific of a dream. God so loved the world, God's not willing that any should perish. He wants everyone to come to him. I mean, does that give you goosebumps? If you got goosebumps right now, those are God bumps, just by the way. When it's the Holy Spirit doing it, it's God bumps. So God so loved the world that he gave. And he is drawing people to himself. Jesus is still the light. But the light is shining in the darkness. But the darkness doesn't understand it. And that's what our international worker was saying. Even though they have these dreams, they don't understand who Jesus is. There needs to be someone there to say, this is who Jesus is. This is how you put your faith and trust in Jesus. That's why it's so important for us. And we're going to see that in just a little bit. We are the light of the world. But when I was growing up, I thought that I personally had to be the light. But that's not what the scripture says. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not understood it. And then Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When I was a kid, actually, one of the things that terrified me the most, we had a basement downstairs where I grew up. And, you know, I'd be down there playing in the basement. I'd be destroying something, taking something apart. And my older brother would turn the lights out. I was terrified. Actually, that's what brought me to Christ in many ways. I was so afraid of the dark. And there was just one switch, one light switch, and everything went totally dark in the basement. And I would be moping around trying to find my way. I was terrified of the dark. I can still remember my uncle. He lived about a quarter mile away. And I'd be doing chores, and I was to be home at dark. And my dad had a whistle. Did your dad have a whistle? It was another error. There's nothing bad about it, okay? But I had a tone whistle tone. My brother had a whistle tone. And when we heard our whistle, we had better start home. So here's what my Uncle Bud would do. So my dad would whistle, and I knew I needed to get home, and it was starting to get dark. I would start running home, and Uncle Bud would say, hey, Jeff, come here a second. And I'd go all the way back, and I'd say, Uncle Bud, what's up? And Uncle Bud would say, just think how far you'd be if I didn't call you back. And by then, it was dark. And I was terrified going through the woods to get there until I prayed to receive Jesus. And he took all that fear away. Because Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. I can promise you that even when Lynette was in the hospital and all that stuff was going on, Jesus was the light of the world. She was never in darkness. She was never in darkness. And for those who don't know, my precious wife, the Lord took home to be with him a little over a year ago. She was never in darkness because Jesus is the light. And if we ask him into our lives, we never walk in darkness again. And that's my testimony. God took away all fear. Now, if you ever ride with me on the back of my motorcycle, you wish that he didn't take it all away. But I have very little fear. And I walk in the light because Jesus is the light of life. And then he goes on to say, I've come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Jesus doesn't want us to stay in darkness. If you're in darkness here tonight, if you don't know why you live, if you don't have purpose, if you don't have meaning, if you're just kind of lost, if you've got this emptiness in your life and you've tried all kinds of things and nothing really fills it. It's kind of like tomorrow morning. Kids are going to open gifts and it's going to be fun for a little while, and then those gifts are going to be laying all over the place. You know what I'm talking about? You've spent all this time preparing meals, ladies. You spend all this time putting all this together, and in 5 minutes, we woof it down and it's gone. Right? Same thing. But see, with Jesus, that doesn't happen. Jesus gives us meaning and purpose. He gives us joy and fulfillment. If you've got a hole in your heart, someone once said there's a God-sized hole in all of us, and no matter what we try and fill it with, it never fills it. It might be for a minute or two, but then it comes right back. Only Jesus, only God. Jesus came as the light to fill that darkness. Now let's back up, and we're going to go back to John, because there's an important thing here. There was a man who was sent from God. His name was John. Now we're talking about John the Baptist here, okay? So we're talking about John the Baptist. We're going back to the beginning of John. We've read the first verses where it says Jesus is the Word was with God, the Word was God. And now it goes on and we pick up the story. He came as a witness. John the Baptist came as a witness concerning that light so that through him, through Jesus, all men might believe. He himself was not the light. John the Baptist was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. Jesus was standing right there, and they didn't recognize him. Jesus was standing right there. Jesus was in front of them. Jesus was teaching, and they did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own. He came to the Jewish people, but they did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right, or he gave the authority to become the children of God. And that's a key through all the scriptures. It takes belief in Jesus Christ. Now, we're not just talking, oh yeah, I know who Jesus is, I read the Bible, that kind of thing. This belief that we're talking about is complete trust. And I love the story. There was a guy at Niagara Falls in the 1800s. He was a high rope type, high wire ropist. I'm getting tongue-tied here. You guys have heard the story before. He put it across Niagara Falls, and he walked across it, you know, and the crowd went crazy. And then he took a wheelbarrow, went across, back and forth. Then he put 150-pound sack of concrete or something in there and did the same thing. And then he asked the crowd, who believes that I can take a person? And the crowd went crazy. His name was Blandon, was his last name. And then he said, who will get in the wheelbarrow? Dead silence. That's only because my son wasn't there. I'm pretty sure my son would have, I'll do her. No one would put their life in Blandon's care and climb up into that wheelbarrow. No one would do it. That's what belief, that's what we're talking about. It's talking about stop trying to earn your salvation, stop trying to do all the good things, stop trying to be all this, putting your complete trust in Jesus alone, in his finished work. That's what belief in Jesus is. When we do that, when we step into that wheelbarrow and Jesus, I trust you for everything. I trust you to take me there. That's what happens. He becomes our light. And then we become children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of husband's will, but born of God. We become born again. And so tonight, my big question is, what's the difference now? And I know I lost y'all, so let me catch you back up. So here, Jesus came as the light. John the Baptist. The scripture says there's no one greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a witness to the light. He was a witness to the light. But what does scripture say that we are? We are the light. So what's the difference now? Are you with me? What's the difference? Next slide. Remember, John the Baptist was not baptized with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist was not baptized in the Holy Spirit. In fact, here, next verse. But John, when Jesus came, you know, John said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is coming to be baptized. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Come on, you're the Lamb of God. That's not in Scripture. I'm making this up. But I can just imagine him. What's up? I need to be baptized by you, Jesus. And he says, Jesus replied, let it be so for now. It's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And then John baptized him. And when Jesus was baptized, we know that the Holy Spirit came. Some say form of a dove. And one gospel says literally as a dove and landed on him. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist wasn't. That's why Jesus became the light of the world, because the Holy Spirit filled him. Are you with me? Big difference. So then Jesus, later in his ministry, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. But not like John the Baptist. We're not sent like John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist was not baptized, was not filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's what Jesus said. All the guys are there. This is in Acts. After the death, after his resurrection, he's met with them for quite a while now. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You see the difference? It's huge. And then Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You see, when I was growing up, I grew up in Alliance Church. I'm going to be 60 in 3 months. How disgusting is that? So in 3 months, I will have been in an Alliance Church 60 years and 9 months. Everyone understand that? Got it? So in vitro, I heard sermons. Because if those church doors were open, my mom had a rule. My brother and I were either in church or in the hospital. She'd make either one a reality. It was our choice. But my growing up, somehow I missed this. I thought when Jesus said that we were to be the light, that I had to be the light. I had to be good enough to be the light. I had to be the light, because Jesus said, you are the light. That is so wrong. Who here is good enough to be God? To be the light of God? Anybody? Boy, no takers. Usually have at least one kid that does. Then Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you. And then we back up and Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. And then he goes on, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So my question is, who is the light in us? Is it Jeff trying to be good? Why did Jesus wait 30 years? He waited until he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus himself many times said, the Son can do nothing by himself. It's the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that filled him. It was the Holy Spirit that flowed through him. It was the Holy Spirit that did all those miracles and things. And then Jesus told his disciples, wait, don't go out and do ministry yet. Wait. In fact, prior to them waiting, how did the disciples do with ministry? How did they do? How did Peter do when a little girl confronted him by the fire? Oh, you're a follower of Jesus. How did he do? The big mouth who put his mouth in his foot or his foot in his mouth almost every other time. I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know him. A little bit later, surely you're, I don't know him. Then another, and even swore. But after the Holy Spirit, that boy is bolder than bold. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And all these people are healed. And all this power flows through him. And Peter becomes, and all the apostles become, the light of God shining in the darkness. Because it's the Holy Spirit. And I missed it as a kid. I missed it as a teenager. I thought I had to be so good. I thought I had to do everything as unto the Lord. My parents ground me. Just over and over, do everything. Pull those weeds as unto the Lord. Do this as unto the Lord. Do everything as unto the Lord. And I thought that it was all on me. And if you don't know it already, I don't make a very good God. I don't make a very good light. But you know who does? The Holy Spirit. So who is the light that's in us? It's Jesus. It's Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about being light, it's not us. It's the Holy Spirit filling us. He's not only in us, but he wants to flow through us so that when others look at you and look at me, who will they see? Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Am I making sense? John the Baptist was amazing. But we're an even brighter light. John the Baptist was called just to give witness to Jesus, who was the light. We are called to be the light. How cool is that? You guys know I played sports. I refused to be a splinter collector. I would die out there to make it on to A-team. We are the A-team. There is no B-team. If you know Jesus is your Savior and Lord, you're on varsity squad. You are the light. Please don't keep trying to do it on your own. Holy Spirit, please come. In fact, it's not up there, but Luke 11 through 13, and 13 basically says, if you being evil, anyone here evil? Oh, we do have some honest people. If you being evil. Now, how many bought gifts for someone? I love Amazon. Gotta tell you. I love Amazon. Did anyone here buy any coal? Coal. C-O-A-L. Did anyone buy any coal for anyone? See, when I was bad, I was told that's what I was getting. Coal. You're getting coal, boy. You're getting nothing but coal. And from your look, no one here bought coal for anyone. If we know how to give good gifts to our children, the scripture says, Jesus himself said, how much more will your Father in heaven give to the Holy Spirit when you ask? How much more? It's just a prayer away. Just a prayer away. Some of you probably know, I know the worship team knows, that I don't sing. There's a couple reasons why I don't sing, but I'm worshiping and praising. And I'm just pleading, Lord, full surrender, full access. Father, you said to ask. If you being evil and you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give to the Holy Spirit when you ask? That's my plea. I beg for that every Sunday. I beg for it every day, but especially Sunday mornings and up here during our worship. I'm just, Lord, please, Holy Spirit, come. Crucify Jeff. They need you. It's no longer me. It's Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So what do you say we see what our little light will do? That's what we're going to do. They're going to lower the lights, and I'd ask if our elders would come and our pastors would come. There's candles up here. Let me just say one thing. They're going to light a candle, and our worship team can come up. We can light a candle. Last year, I demonstrated what not to do. You, everyone remember that? I said, do not turn your candles like that, and droop. There it all went. Please hold your candles straight up. And I've got larger candles for you guys so they don't burn down and burn your hands or anything. So please keep your candles straight up. And if you're going to light your candle, come in like this. And if once your candle is lit, just hold it like that. And then we're just going to see how much our light, because sometimes we think our light isn't enough. It won't be enough. But I can promise you, the darker the night, the brighter the light. Is this world getting darker and darker and darker? How many here like watching the news? And you think it can't get worse, and then it gets worse. The darker the night, the brighter the light. Let's see what our candles will do. And so I'm going to light my candle off the Christ candle here. I'm going to try to anyway. And then we're going to role model to you guys what to do. I am not going to turn my candle sideways to help them light theirs. Notice I'm holding with two hands so that one hand doesn't rebel and do the wrong thing.